Hi, Steve here. I turned comments off on the YouTube channel about a month ago and explained why. I said, because of the time we're living in right now and the type of responses I get on YouTube from unthinking and unlearned people concerning the Word of God, I've decided to turn the comments off. It hurts young believers and those who come from different denominations who read these unbiblical, unscriptural comments and are confused by them. No one benefits from mere opinions about the Bible, especially from people who think they're scholars and are not. It's not about me personally being offended or my ego. It's not that comments attacking me personally bother me either. It's the comments that promote confusion about the truth and what God's Word really says. No personal interpretations need to be presented by opinions or what I think. I want to say this before I go any further. Most of the comments were very positive, and most people did understand where I was coming from, and some even appreciated my decision. Here are the comments from some of the people that opposed my decision to turn comments off. They said, "That's a difficult decision, I understand that, but it's one thing to want to shield infants in Christ from heresies and quite the other to block all inner communications between the members of the body of Christ. I can agree to blocking rude or vile comments, but to stop the body from educating itself? We are all members, one to another, each with unique gifts." Another person said, "Steve, I believe you're not always right about what you present in your videos. I think a pastor should be willing to hear from people who disagree with them. It's dangerous to think that one is always correct, don't you think? Iron sharpens iron. Is that not correct? If you're standing on the Word of God, why be afraid to be challenged? Even new believers have the Spirit of God dwelling within them, leading them to the truth. You don't even have to comment on every comment. You should always be ready to give an answer for the faith that dwells within you and be able to defend the faith. Agree? No answer is not a defense. Jesus and Paul reasoned with people, did they not? I'm just trying to point out why I think you should leave the comments in and answer the ones you want to answer. Think about it." Unquote. A true believer shouldn't ban discussion in the comment section. Free speech is important everywhere. It's up to anyone to decide what to believe and what not. We don't need a condescending guy to parent us, especially since you claim YouTube censoring you, yet now you censor yourself. Well, it's not good to end comments because of people who say things that they have no clue, but it's not right to close comments for those of us who follow you and like to comment. The thing is, you have to let those people who say bad things ruin it for those of us who like your channel and Word. So letting the enemy win is no way to help your cause. I have been following you for several years, and this is not good news. Another commenter said, "Are not all members equal to one another?" Another commenter said, "Those who attach their identity to their ego will be easily offended. People with a strong self-image don't take negative comments seriously. But if you care for my opinion, I like reading the comments on both sides. It helps me further refine my own thoughts, and it's nice to hear the pushback, the pray and prepare for that question when speaking to people in person. Then the pushback isn't the first time I've heard it. I really can't stand people who turn off the comments. My whole life, I've taken the good with the bad and the bad with the good. It's just a part of life. I like freedom of speech, which means sometimes you got to ignore some fools, and that's life. And young people have to learn just as we all did. As soon as a creator turns off comments, it just tells me that they can't handle free speech. Let the fools speak and let the wise call them out. As soon as a channel turns off comments, I don't follow that channel anymore because it's such a leftist thing to do." Another commenter said, "Censorship at its best." Another person said, "Thanks for your insight, Steve, but shutting down speech that disagrees with your opinion isn't the way to go. Curiosity is a funny thing, and breadcrumb learning is all most of us have. As far for trolls and harsh language, just block them." You mean like the WEF? I didn't listen to any video with comments off. I urge you to keep the comments on, otherwise you're doing Satan's bidding. I won't watch videos on channels that won't allow me to leave a comment. No one benefits from mere opinions about the Bible, especially from people who think they are scholars and are not. I assume that this comment was directed at me as if I've ever claimed to be a scholar. Let me give you a few scriptures that will help you better understand where I'm coming from. Paul wrote to Timothy, and he gave him this instruction: instruct certain people not to teach false doctrine or to pay attention to myths and endless genealogies. These promote empty speculations rather than God's plan, which operates by faith. Now, the goal of our instruction is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Some have departed from these and turned aside to fruitless discussion. And he told him, if anyone teaches false doctrine and does not agree with the sound teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the teaching that promotes godliness, he's conceited and he understands nothing, but has an unhealthy interest in disputes and arguments over words. From these come envy, quarreling, slander, evil suspicions, and constant disagreement among people whose minds are depraved and deprived of the truth, who imagine that godliness is a way to material gain. The Apostle Paul told Titus, avoid foolish debates, genealogies, quarrels, and disputes about the law, because they're not profitable. They're worthless. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, he told him again, charge them before God not to fight about words. This is useless and leads to the ruin of those who listen. Reject foolish and ignorant disputes because you know that they breed quarrels. The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but must be gentle to everyone, able to teach and patient, instructing his opponents with gentleness. Perhaps God will grant them repentance, leading them to the knowledge of the truth. Then they may come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. This is why I turned the comments off. This channel is not a channel that needs comments on the Word of God. This channel is not like the channels that beg you to leave your feedback and let me know what you think about it. So if there's something you hear on this channel and you just don't agree with it, go back into the Bible and see if you can prove it wrong. And if the truth offends you, you'll have to take that up with God, because He is the only judge. Think about it. I just want to take a minute to say thank you so much to all our supporters. We don't have hundreds of supporters. We don't even have dozens. But for those of you who think about what we're doing as value, I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for agreeing with us and coming into agreement with what we're doing and sharing the truth, and most importantly, the gospel as well. So thank you to all our supporters. I just want to say how much I appreciate you. I love you all. We pray for you, and we thank you so much for your support.